I just want to bring a word regarding the season, the Christmas season, the full import, the message of Christmas, what it's about, why it's important, and hopefully and prayerfully, by the grace of God, you will hear something that ministers to you. It is important, first of all, that we understand that Christmas began in the heart of God. It began in the heart of God, and it's not complete until it reaches the heart of man. It began again, it began in the heart of God, and it's not complete until it reaches the heart of man. Unfortunately, today, Christmas has become a commercial holocaust. Many have built financial kingdoms, and many have built empires, financial empires, through Christmas. Christmas has become a social occasion, even for the unsaved and for those that don't believe in Christ. They celebrate Christmas because it's become more of a social occasion. There's a lot of partying, a lot of revelry, a lot of debauchery, wild parties, and this and that all over the place. But Christmas and the season, the Christmas season, is more than that. Christmas has nothing to do with a date. It has nothing to do with the date. There's no evidence that Jesus was born on the 25th of December. There's no evidence for that. So Christmas, according to Mary Ellen, is not a date, but it is a state. It's a state of the heart, and it's a state of the mind. Christmas is not a date, but a state of the heart and a state of the mind. Christmas is more than toys, it's more than trees, it's more than Christmas cards. In fact, it is more than the installation of Santa Claus. Christmas is really, truly, it's about God Almighty invading planet Earth on a rescue mission. It is about God invading planet Earth on a rescue mission. Once again, let me emphasize this. It began in the heart of God, and it's not complete until it reaches the heart of man. The central and unavoidable question to ask when it comes to Christmas is found in Matthew 22, verses 41 through 46, particularly verse 42. The scripture says, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" What think ye of Christ, and whose son is he? This is the central and unavoidable question when it comes to the Christmas season. This is the question that every single member of the human race must address themselves to. What think ye of Christ, and whose son is he? In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible tells us that, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Jesus Christ is God with us. The scripture again tells us in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In verse 14 of the same John, chapter 1, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 18, the Bible tells us also that God has reconciled you and I to himself and given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. And we must know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing or holding or counting our trespasses, our sins, against us. So when you talk about Christmas, you are talking again about God in Christ invading the planet Earth on a rescue mission. What kind of rescue mission is that? It is a rescue mission to deliver you and I from the bondage and the captivity of sin. It is important to understand that Jesus Christ did not come unannounced. All through the scriptures, you come across one prophecy after another about Messiah. In fact, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, verse 15, the Bible describes Jesus as the seed of the woman. In the book of Numbers 24, the Bible tells us that he was to come an Israelite. He was supposed to be born a Jew and a seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the book of Genesis 49, he was supposed to be born from the tribe of Judah. He was supposed to be born in Bethlehem. In the book of Micah chapter 5 verse number 2, he was supposed to be born of a virgin, Isaiah 7 verse 14, and he would be preceded by a forerunner, John the Baptist, in Isaiah 40 verse 13. We also read in Hosea chapter 11 verse 1 that he would spend part of his life in Africa, in Egypt, and he would suffer and make atonement for sin in Isaiah chapter 53 verse number 6. We are told in Psalm 22 verse 18 as well as Matthew 27 verse 25 that men would cast lots for his garment, and on the third day after his death he would rise again from the dead. And we read about that in the book of Psalms, chapter 16, or the 16th Psalm, verse number 10. So Jesus Christ did not come unannounced. Every book of the Bible speaks in a way of prophecy about the coming Messiah. He came to fulfill prophecy. And so when we talk about this Christmas season, it is important to understand these things and to embrace what God has offered us. That is his only begotten Son. Out of his love for you and I, he sent Jesus to come and die for us, to shed his blood for us, and to rise again on the third day to give you and I victory over sin, sickness, and death. There are three things I want us to understand again about Christmas. Three things only, and we will bring this to a close. Christmas is a time of giving up. Christmas is a time of giving up. Now, what does that mean, giving up? Am I saying throw your hands up in surrender, throw in the towel? Of course not. Not when Jesus brought us victory. Christmas is a time of giving up. But giving up what? It's a time to give up sin. It's a time to give up habits. It's a time to give up selfish pleasures. It's a time for repentance. When I talk about giving up, it's about giving up the things in our lives which are inconsistent and contrary to the will of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, let the wicked forsake his ways, and let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, and let him return unto God, and he will have mercy, and he will abundantly pardon. God has called us unto repentance through his only begotten Son, and it is time for you and I to give up anything and everything that holds us bound, because Jesus is here to give us freedom. Number two, not only is Christmas about giving up, Christmas is also a time of giving in. A time of giving in. Giving in to what? Giving in to Christ. In other words, Christmas is a time to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. It's a time to make room for Jesus Christ in your life. It's a time to make him your Lord, your Master, and your Savior. It's not only a time to give in, but after, or give up, but after we've given up, we also need to give in and surrender our lives to Christ. Regardless of what Jesus did for you and I on the cross of Calvary, regardless of what he did by rising from the dead, if we don't give up and if we don't give in to him, to his lordship, all the benefits of Calvary that he won for you and I will never be ours. But if you are hearing the sound of my voice, it's important you understand that there is peace for you in Christ. There is prosperity for you in Christ. There is freedom for you in Christ. There is righteousness. There's victory over everything the enemy, the devil, places on you. You got victory in Christ Jesus, but it's time to give up and give in to Christ. And finally, Christmas is a time to give out. So not only do we give up, and not only do we give in, but Christmas is also a time to give out. Give out what? Give out the love of God. Give out the peace of God. Give out God's message of love, of peace, and of goodwill towards all mankind. He's done so much for us. He has blessed our lives. If you're a Christian, he has blessed you. He has touched you. Well, don't keep that blessing to yourself. Share that blessing. Christmas is a time to share the love of Jesus. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. It is time, if you know Jesus personally, it is time to share that love of God through Jesus with everybody in your circle of influence. The Bible says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are called and anointed by the Spirit of God as Christians to share the love of Jesus Christ. Don't keep the love to yourself. Share the love of Jesus with your brothers, your sisters, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your fellow students. Share it with everybody and let's spread the love. Let's spread the love in the name of Jesus. So again, let us never forget, as we are being ushered into this Christmas season, this December, Christmas is not just a time to party. Many have turned it into a commercial thing. They've turned it into a social occasion. But it's not about the toys. It's not about Christmas trees. It's not about Christmas cards. It's not about Santa Claus. Christmas really began in the heart of Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And it's not complete. It is not complete until it reaches the heart of man. And if you are out there hearing me today and you don't know Jesus personally, beloved, I want you to know that he came for you and I. He came to seek and to save those that are lost. In fact, the Bible tells us that those who are well have no need of a doctor, but those who are sick. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. He came for you and I. If you consider yourself a sinner, and if you know you are a sinner, I want you to know that God loves you. And it's because of you that God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Don't just condemn yourself. There is hope for you. There is hope for you. Christmas without Christ is one of the bleakest seasons in this country. People shut in. It's cold. It's bleak. The weather is not the most inviting. Beloved, let us know that because of Jesus, there is hope for us. Let's turn our lives over to him. Surrender your life to him, and he will give you peace. He will give you joy. He will heal your sick body. He will touch you and turn your life around from an ungodly mess to a godly message. Again, remember these three things. Christmas is a time to give up. Give up sin. Give up your habits. Give up selfish pleasure. Two, Christmas is a time to give in. Give in to what? Give in to Christ. Surrender your life to Christ. Make room for God in your life. He will turn your life around. Finally, Christmas is a time to give out. That means share the love of Jesus. Especially if you're Christian, if you're born again, share the love of Jesus. It is peace, love, and goodwill towards all mankind. Thank you so very much, and God richly bless you.